Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Cause freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier, an American. Beside my brothers and my sisters, I will proudly take a stand. When liberty's
good morning, it's Dave Plyer and for Steve Cochran on 720 WGN. So today, as we honor and pay tribute to the many brave generations who have fallen serving our country, it is fitting that we discuss how we're taking care of our veterans and their families who have sacrificed so much to keep us free. Dr. David Shulkin is the U.S. Secretary of Veterans Affairs. He was appointed to this position of Undersecretary by President Barack Obama and appointed to Secretary this past February by President Donald Trump. And live from Washington, Dr. David Shulkin joins us this morning. Good morning, Secretary Shulkin.
Hi, how are you? Happy Memorial Day.
Same to you. And congratulations on your new role with the VA. I know it's a great opportunity to really give back and honor and respect those who have served.
Well, it truly is an honor to represent our men and women who have fought for our country.
A few weeks back, President Trump signed an executive order that established an Office of Accountability that will assist your department. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I very much appreciate the president's support. He understands that in order to run an effective organization, you have to make sure that the people that are leading your organization share your values and are working for the same goals that you are, which in this case is to serve the men and women who have protected our country. And when we find that there are people that have lost their way or deviated from those values, we have to be able to move them out.
And also to recruit and reward and help train more high-performing employees as well.
Well, I think that's exactly right, and it's a point that I'm really glad that you brought up. We have thousands of men and women who serve in the VA, and the vast majority of our staff and our employees are really among the very best that America has to offer, and they are very dedicated to their jobs. It's really a very small percent that end up deviating from those values I talked about, but they can really put a whole blemish on the entire VA, and we want to make sure that the VA is a special place to work.
What I like that's included in here is there's whistleblower protection as well, because obviously you want people coming forward to try to help correct the system, and they shouldn't be, you know, criticized or punished for it.
Well, that's right, and we feel strongly about that. Many of the problems that we've learned about in the VA have come up from staff who have shared those problems with us.
And as of this past week, President Trump is proposing a $186.5 billion budget for the VA. The budget has been increased by 6%. $2.9 billion of the new funding will allow veterans to receive care outside the Department of Veteran Affairs, which will improve care. Some veteran organizations say it will come at a cost to support other VA programs. What's your view on that?
Well, I think that the president's budget that he's proposed is exactly what he had talked about in his campaign and ever since he's become president, which is that he feels very strongly that we have to do better for our veterans. I, of course, share that view. And he put a budget forth that really helps us do that. It showed that he does care about the veterans and that he wants them to have the very best. I do believe that it is our responsibility to make sure that we always take a look at the current programs, and if there need to be some revisions or changes to the programs, we owe it to the taxpayers to be using their money in a responsible way. So the budget has overall tremendous support for veterans, but there are some changes, and I understand people are always concerned when there are changes to
sure.
programs and services.
And the medical care budget of $75 billion includes some new mandatory funding for the CHOICE program, which expands healthcare services to over 7 million patients. So there's definitely some encouraging improvements there.
Well, we're seeing more and more veterans coming to VA for their healthcare, and those that are coming are relying upon our services more than ever before. And we're seeing increasingly complex type of care. So this budget allows us to be able to take care of not only more veterans, but the types of problems that they do have.
And there's other programs that have expanded too, Doctor, like the gender-specific healthcare services for women. I mean, obviously a growing sector in our military, and it's almost like a 10% increase to like $505 million. I think that that speaks on what you're focusing on.
Women are the fastest growing segment of veterans right now, and it's very important that the VA evolve as our military is evolving. And that means that we need to put more focus on services for women, and you're seeing the VA do that. We're also putting more focus on mental health because, you know, this is an area that we have to do better in. But when we talk about going back to women's health care, we've just recently expanded our use of mammography and preventative services. So you're seeing a VA that's trying to evolve as healthcare evolves.
One of the biggest issues, and we talked about this last year, were backlog claims. I mean, a significant issue. And you began some aggressive efforts as undersecretary aimed at bringing down the disability compensation claims, completing a record 1.3 million claims last year and reducing the claims backlog. And this is incredible because I remember this number was 613,000 backlogged claims. You reduced it by 88%, and this was back in 2013, which was completely unacceptable, to around 70,000. And again, nothing short of incredible, because this is one of the biggest issues out there that people are aware of.
Well, we're not done. We've made a huge difference. We've gone from the 613,000 down to 94,000, but that's 94,000 too many. And we're going to stick at this until we are able to get veterans quick decisions on their disability claims, because that's what they deserve. But, you know, this what we've been able to accomplish is really in our benefits areas what we need to do for the entire VA. We need to modernize our systems to become more efficient. So we used to do disability claims on paper. We had warehouses filled with paper. Now we do everything electronically. And that's really the model for which we're going to modernize the rest of the VA.
Is that where most of these improvements have come from? Because I know in the new budget, I saw a line item for $4.1 billion for IT improvements and cybersecurity and, you know, again, transferring records, but really enhancing the IT infrastructure because it's extremely dated with the VA.
Well, most of our IT infrastructure is dated. It goes back at least 30, 40 years. I've said that under the Trump administration, we're going to make sure that we modernize these systems. That will allow us to do a better job for veterans. And I've announced that by July 1st, I will make a decision on our electronic medical record, which I think is one of our biggest information system projects that have to go forward in the future.
We are talking to Secretary David J. Shulkin of the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, and there's more after a look at your morning traffic. Dave Plyer in for Steve on this Memorial Day Monday, and as we salute our fallen soldiers today, we are also talking about the 2018 budget proposal and how it affects the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs with Secretary Dr. David J. Shulkin. Veteran homelessness has been a critical issue for decades. What are we doing? What are some of those efforts being made to get our vets off the street?
Well, we're making great progress. Since 2010, we've seen a 46% reduction in veteran homelessness, but we still have a lot more work to do. We have about 45,000 homeless veterans throughout the United States. Last year, we saw our largest decline ever, 17%. And in the president's budget, we've actually put more resources than ever before into reducing veterans' homelessness. So we expect we're going to continue to make the progress and accelerate that progress in taking veterans off the street.
How are you getting to them? You know, obviously people, you can see it in Chicago, you can see it anywhere. It says, you know, they'll hold up a sign that says, I'm a homeless veteran. There's resources for anybody to call and maybe reach out to these individuals to get them some help, correct?
Yeah, we have a program at VA. It's called Come In Any Door. And if a person identifies themselves as they're homeless, no matter where they come into the VA system, our staff know how to get them the help. So the VA is really a central piece to be able to get and start the help that they need to find them housing. But we are working with our community partners in every community to make sure that it's not just the VA, but it's also the entire community and the not-for-profits and the churches and other organizations to be able to address this problem as an entire community.
Also in the budget, Secretary, are plans to cut the department's individual unemployability program, which means up to 225,000 veterans over the age of 60, at least 7,000 of whom are 80, could be impacted by that change. What does that mean?
Well, we have a program right now, one of the benefits that we have, where we essentially provide income where veterans aren't able to be employed. What's been proposed in this budget is that once they reach retirement age so that they can access Social Security as well as other retirement programs, that the government would stop paying for unemployment. Since we today do not have any upper age limit, we are paying 7,000 veterans who are above the age of 80 unemployment benefits. And so we think that money can be used more beneficially by transferring it into other programs to support veterans.
Which makes sense. I mean, this sounds like common sense to me.
Well, look, this is tough. And, you know, any time that you change a program that's been in place or that it results in withdrawing benefits from veterans who have had it, we understand there's concern, and we want to talk to groups that represent veterans, and we want to talk to veterans to make sure we get this right. But we think we're proposing a responsible change here, and we're going to have a chance to talk to members of Congress about it and make sure that we do get this right for veterans.
Secretary Shulkin, you also have talked about in the past and earlier in the conversation about the growing issues of mental health. And right now, for every suicide committed by a veteran under the care of, you know, the VA, there are two vets most likely not under care. Mental health issues are on the rise. Growing number of suicides are a great concern. You know, up to 15 to 20 daily, one isn't even acceptable.
I couldn't agree more. Our single highest clinical priority in the VA is to reduce veteran suicide. And we're really doing everything that we can to make sure that we're leaving no stone unturned. Our initiative that we will soon launch is called Getting to Zero, because no veteran suicide is acceptable. We're hiring more mental health professionals. We're using data analytics to be able to identify ways that we can prevent suicide. We have just recently expanded services to service members that had other than honorable discharge because they are higher risk for suicide, and we want to make sure that we're getting them the help that they need. And we're working with community partners because, as you said, the majority of these veterans are not getting care in the VA system, and we want them to get care either in the VA or in the community.
You know, and sometimes the individual who is suffering from PTSD or depression are unable to help themselves. I mean, that's the case in the general population as well. So what resources are there for family members and friends who want to help a loved one? Because it's kind of like they don't know how to help themselves, or they're in such a deep place, depression, that they can't really see their way to actually go out and find a solution to these problems. What's out there for their friends and family to help?
Well, we have a number of programs at the VA. One is we have what's called vet centers. Vet centers, where there are 300 around the country, are available not only to any veteran who's in crisis, but their family members. And so these are walk-in centers where people can go and get help. We also have a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week crisis line, the Veterans Crisis Line, where if people are concerned about veterans or a veteran just needs somebody to talk to, they can always get access to those types of services. And at every one of our major VA medical centers, we have same-day services in mental health. So if somebody calls and says, look, I need to get a loved one some help, or there's a concern, that those problems will be addressed the same day at our medical centers.
That's terrific. You were quoted recently stating that the VA is now in critical condition but moving toward stable. A year from now, what would you like to see change and improve? What would you like to be reporting on as your largest accomplishments?
Well, I really only have one way that I measure our success. And as you know, we're the federal government, so we don't have a stock price. But I always tell people if we had a stock price, that one measure would be the trust of the veterans that we serve. And to me, our goal is to earn back that trust and confidence of the veterans that we serve. And so that's what I track on a regular basis. So a year from now, if we could have had substantial improvement and people say, you know, that's my VA, I'm proud of that VA. I trust them with my life. That's really what we're working towards, and that's what I would call success.
Good to hear. Dr. David Shulkin, Secretary of the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, thank you so much for your work on behalf of our veterans, and we appreciate your time today.
And again, Dave, I just wanted to wish everybody a very happy Memorial Day and hope that people will reflect upon those heroes who have given their lives to protect us.
Thank you, Dr. Shulkin. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right. Top stories are next on 720 WGN.